DOJ sends files to aid corruption probe into Mexican border state governor. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on May 11, 2021. Federal prosecutors in Mexico announced they obtained files from the U.S. Department of Justice about alleged criminal acts by the governor of Tamaulipas. On Monday evening, Mexico's Attorney General revealed they received information from the U.S. Department of Justice about criminal investigations against Tamaulipas Governor Francisco García Cabeza de Baca, brothers Ismael García Cabeza de Baca, a Mexican senator, and José Manuel García Cabeza de Baca, and the governor's father-in-law José Ramón Gómez Reséndez. Hashtag FGRINFORMACE RECIBIO INFORMACION DEL DEPARTAMENTO DE JUSTICIA DE EU. Sobre posibles responsabilidades penales de Francisco J. G. Ismael G., José Manuel G., José Ramón C.Y. Impresas. Vinculadas con operaciones bancarias ilícitas. Serán investigadas pic.twitter.com/k338pz6cfi. FGR Mexico, at FGR Mexico, May 11, 2021. According to the FGR, the new information reportedly suggests the individuals and various businesses are tied to illicit money transfers, banking irregularities, and other matters. The new information will be added to a criminal investigation into Francisco Cabeza de Baca, the statement revealed. The case of Cabeza de Baca has drawn controversy in recent weeks as Mexico's Financial Crimes Unit, UIF, and the FGR probed the border politician for tax fraud, money laundering, and organized crime links. The allegations led the Mexican Senate to hold a vote to remove Cabeza de Baca's fuero or immunity so he could face trial. However, Mexico's Congress voted to protect the immunity function, leading to confusion as to which entity supersedes the other. The issue is expected to be decided by Mexico's Supreme Court in the near future. Adding to the controversy is the fact that Cabeza de Baca is one of the main politicians openly challenging Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, on major issues. At least 10 governors formed a unified front against AMLO's policies. In statements, Cabeza de Baca claimed the FGR and UIF investigations are only political vendettas. En respuesta al comunicado de FGR Mexico, he solicitado a mi defensa acuda revisar la información aportada por the Justice Dept. Soy parte del procedimiento y puedo acceder legalmente a ella sin dilación alguna. Confío en que los elementos servirán para esclarecer mi inocencia. FCO. Cabeza de Baca, at FK Bezeda Vaca, May 11, 2021. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.